Live from the greatest city in the greatest state in the greatest country on the second greatest planet in the solar system. It's episode number... I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't have...
17, right?
My sheet pulled up today to read this off. It's episode number 17. Let's just... Can we just stop the live intro today for once? It's been a frustrating morning so far. I'm very unfocused right now. Brad, I know you're a little bit under the weather. Zach is apparently is in a committed relationship right now with his fleshlight that he very jackal-like took away from this studio once things ended yesterday, and I just don't have it in me. Thank you. Thank you for that, Zach, the Greek god of production back there. Sports radio prodigy Brad Kellner, how you doing
everybody
today?
Everybody on? Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful.
I told you guys I was never getting married, but I think I might propose to the fleshlight aviator mom.
No yelling on the bus!
I'm sorry, I didn't do my part today, and I apologize, but how are you guys doing?
You know the rules. I don't talk until the intro plays, and I'm glad the people got to hear that one. Nice work, Zach C. I am doing well. You mentioned it, though. A little bit under the weather. Rocking a little bit of a fever right now, but we're powering through, baby. No days off, feeling good, and we get to talk for a living. I can't pretend like what we do is actually work. So it'll be fun, excited to be back, and yeah, man, you mentioned it during the little teaser right there. Apparently our man Zach C. behind the glass had himself a night last night.
All I told you guys was that I slept well last night.
Well, all we know is that you left the station with one of the fleshlight models. He had the turbo, the turbo thrust? Which I assumed, based off the name, that was going to have batteries or a plug or something like that, but it didn't. But it was the official BJ Upton Highlights model, which is pretty cool. And Zach comes in today, boy, with a smile on his face, man. He talked to me before you. He was happy, and he's
just
like,
you know, I got a good night's sleep last night.
Yeah, I was like, Zach, what's going on, man?
Loose shoulders,
yeah.
And you know, just touching his toes, no problem. That's about as loose as we've ever seen you,
yeah,
Zach.
Yeah, you know, when you get a good night's sleep, will do that.
Now, I do have to say that both of you vultures, as soon as the show ended yesterday, I was considering what we should do with this, if we should maybe try and give these away or really do some sort of charity auction where we give the money to a charity of our choosing.
Oh, now, now you're making us sound like jerks, man.
You grab one, BK. Zach grabs the other one. You guys are like going away like Quasimodo trying to hide some special gift in the Notre Dame Cathedral.
You're going to auction off an opened fleshlight? I don't think so.
Yeah, because it hasn't been used. We can account for where these things have been all the way up until 1 o'clock yesterday. Now yours, my friend, your BJ Upton model is yours. And I don't know what happened with Brad's. I'm assuming Brad is just being very discreet about all this. He claims to be under the weather today. Maybe that's because he's just gone maniac with his model.
Yeah, my throat hurts, man. I was having a little bit too much.
I think you're using it wrong.
Uh-oh. I think, the one that Zach had, too, which is a little concerning. I made sure this wasn't mine, but everybody in our office had their fingers in there, so I don't think we can auction that one off for charity. But
sure, you can.
Thanks for making us feel like jerks, man. You know charity was an option.
It's mostly women in this office, right?
Now, can we donate the fleshlight to charity? Like, Goodwill takes lightly used items and resells them. So Zach's is lightly used by everybody's fingers here in the office and by himself at home in his bed. Now, can he take that to Goodwill today?
Sure.
And somebody would buy it.
Well,
they think it was like a Tervis cup. They wouldn't. I don't think it's so discreet.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know what it was.
Yeah, one of them reusable water bottles.
Well, there are mattresses that are sold at Goodwill.
Oof.
So if you're willing to sleep on a used mattress, surely you're willing to give a go to a pre-owned fleshlight.
Very different, because you put sheets on a mattress. Like, you don't cover up the fleshlight. There's a hole there.
Yeah, but all those stains on that mattress, they still exist. So you can put the sheets on all you want to, but as soon as you change that undersheet, you see what really went on with that mattress prior to you owning it.
So you're saying they don't have any flesh wash like they gave us with the fleshlight to clean it out, to spray the inside?
Something like that. Now, the other person that I have to call out to start this show today, Midday with Trey and BK, 11 to 1 every day here on the Horn.
Yeah, man.
Chad Hastings, I walk into the studio at the end of the afternoon show yesterday to make sure that the one fleshlight that still exists in this building ends up back on the windowsill where all the bobbleheads and there's a clock and there's a trophy with the back end of a horse on it and a couple of other trinkets to make sure that that ends up back on that windowsill with all the other relics for this radio station and studio. And I don't see this pint-sized fleshlight anywhere. And so Chad is still in studio. Kevin had run out to go grab some water or something. I say, where did the other fleshlight go? Did Kevin just take it? And Chad, very embarrassed, says, oh, well, no, I put it in my backpack.
Wow.
So this guy was just trying to walk off with the other fleshlight.
I told you, it's for married men. It's for married men.
Oh,
that's what it's made for.
Yeah. The two single guys are the ones that are hoarding this thing as soon as the show ends yesterday, but it's for married guys. I already told you.
I told you I'm married to the fleshlight. I proposed.
Okay.
I am married. I'm a married man now. Never thought I'd see the day.
Fair enough.
No, that's interesting. It's still here, and it was on the windowsill, which gets a lot of sun, of course, here off of 360.
That could be a concern, or maybe it changes the dynamic of the fleshlight for the better.
Dude, I just opened this and smelled it. It smells like it's on fire. Which, that can't be a good sign.
Kevin was using and abusing that thing yesterday like no other. At one point, he had turned it into like a wristband as he was hosting the afternoon show.
It is the double orifice one, so that is possible.
I did make Kevin and Chad go ET phone home with the double orifice miniature fleshlight.
Oh, the Chinese fire cuffs or fire drills or whatever?
I videoed it, and we're going to post that video at some point in the next couple of days as our attempt to grow the video blitz continues to gain steam. And speaking of, if you have a short video that you've taken sometime in the recent past and you want us to share it with us and then have us possibly share it with everyone else as well, please do tweet out using the hashtag VideoBlitz. We're also considering Horn Video Blitz, but tweet out using the hashtag VideoBlitz. And once we really get this thing going, there's going to be a compilation at the end of every week. People are going to win prizes, good prizes too, mind you, for sharing these quick videos of various things going on in your life, whether it's you filming your baby or your pet doing something funny. Perhaps you're someplace really cool and you're just taking a view of whatever it is going on around you. We're all eyes when it comes to these videos. And guess what? As far as the video blitz goes, we may not necessarily be playing these on the air, which means that you can be a little bit risque with the material. Now, don't go too over-the-top vulgar in terms of nudity and things like that, but if there's some cussing in there, that's not the end of the world. We're actually okay with that.
No doubt about it. And once we get this thing going, it'll be a cross-station project, or I should say all cross-show project. All three shows will be a part of this, and we will have maybe themes every week that we give you guys, and we'll have prizes to give away. It'll be fun. And also, beauty of Twitter, right? You get to search via the hashtag. So if a bunch of you guys out there are sending these in, then you guys can also look for yourself, man. Y'all can scroll through and see what some of the other jabronis out there listening are sending us in. So, no, we're excited about this project. It should be fun. It can be stuff you do. It can be stuff you see on TV. If you see a ridiculous blooper in a baseball game, hey, we got a couple sets of eyes. We can't be watching everything. We're all about that. So keep that hashtag going.
And at least for today, because today is One Hit Wonder Wednesday, you don't have to abide by the theme, but we're giving you an opportunity to go ahead and do something that is thematic to make it a little bit easier on you. So we play One Hit Wonders on Wednesdays. If there is a One Hit Wonder you're particularly fond of, why don't you take a video of that music video, just a quick little snippet, and send it in to us by using that Video Blitz hashtag, and we'll keep those in mind as we're picking songs throughout today's show.
We're not letting people sing their own songs. What if somebody out there's got
you know
a song
what
that they wrote down? You know,
even better idea. If you'd like to film yourself singing, One Hit Wonder, hey, it may not make it on the air, but it'll give us an idea of what's going on and how much you people actually care to participate in this Video Blitz thing.
And you've heard both of us sing, and just about everybody else on the station. None of us could sing at all, so it can't be worse than what we do. All right, Trey, should we talk some sports?
Yeah, let's talk some sports now. It's going to be a sport that, admittedly, I really don't care a whole lot about. And everybody else, when they were going crazy over these two trades yesterday, were also giving the disclaimer that we really don't think this matters that much in the grand scheme of things, but it's still really cool to see big names going other places, even if it's big names like Dwight Howard that everybody just clowns on at this point. We've given him his opportunities with Orlando, with the Lakers, with the Rockets. Of course, he has played most recently with the Hawks, and the guy is not somebody who has it come game time.
Yeah, boy, Dwight Howard. That's one of the biggest disappointments in my sports lifetime is Dwight Howard, because, he had a pretty solid career, right? 8-time All-Star, 8-time All-NBA, 3-time Defensive Player of the Year. I don't think he's going to make the Hall of Fame, but he is a borderline Hall of Fame player.
Is he?
I think Bortles. I don't think he's going to make it, but that's a decent resume right there. That's pretty good. That's going to get you on the ballot, at least.
Sadly, it feels like he peaked with the Magic. I still remember when it was him and Jameer Nelson. They had some other really good...
Rashard Lewis. Turkoglu leading that team to the finals, only to get, what, swept by the Lakers?
Yes, one of those two. That felt like a team that was on the verge of creating its own dynasty, and instead things went in the opposite direction.
Dude, Dwight Howard had every physical tool and ability to be the next Shaquille O'Neal, who I got to see Shaq pretty much his entire career, but I wasn't old enough to really understand his dominance when it happened, or I was just growing up through it. I was too young of a kid to really remember it. Now, I've watched old games and highlights, and the dude was a beast. Dwight Howard, similar body type. Not quite as big, but the shoulders, the broad shoulders. I mean, that dude had every physical ability in the world. You saw what he could do at the dunk contest, right? The number one pick straight out of high school. But the fact that he only did that, he seems to be one of the more disappointing players in the NBA over the last 10 or 15 years, because he could have been so much more. The physical tools were there. He's got the mental capacity of a newborn vegetable, one of these figs that Bucky brought in. It sucks that he's not there. Now he's getting traded for the Hornets for next to nothing.
Right.
Ridiculous.
And even back when he started to get things going, Shaq is, it's an apt comparison because Dwight Howard is big like that, but I always felt like he was a little bit more athletic. And when you take those broad shoulders into consideration, David Robinson was always the name that I hearkened back to. Now, David Robinson was a lefty. I believe Dwight Howard is a righty, but it felt like he had that sort of ability, and he never even came close to living up to those expectations, in part because of the mental facet of the game, which you just referenced. Now, what exactly are the Hawks receiving in return? Because I'll be honest, I did not really recognize either name. I think there's a draft pick involved as well.
It is a really weird deal. I mean, when you see a guy like Dwight Howard move, you think, all right, the Hawks are just going to blow this thing up a little bit. And look, Dwight Howard, the Hawks made the playoffs this year. They were one and done. Dwight Howard was getting benched by Mike Budenholzer at the end of games.
Yeah, it goes to show you how little that franchise thinks of him.
Absolutely. I mean, he was only there for 1 year. He signed a big deal in the offseason last year with the Hawks. I think a 3-year, $70 million deal. Only
wasn't he from Atlanta,
years.
Too?
Yeah.
God, he's a hometown guy, and they gave him away for nothing.
Yeah, and I remember him saying, he's like, this is where I want to end my career. This is perfect. This is so lucky how this works out. They are trading him and the 31st pick for Miles Plumlee, who is the worst of the Plumlee brothers. Of the two in the league, Marco Bellinelli, who Spurs fans remember, he's a decent bench wing player, decent shooter from outside.
Tall?
No, shooting guard size. And the 41st pick. And they're only saving $4 million in the process.
The Hawks gave up their first round pick in that process? They didn't get a first rounder back.
The Hawks gave up the better pick better player to get two scrubs, honestly, and the 41st pick, a second round pick.
Wow.
That is how badly, after just 1 year, the Hawks wanted to get rid of Dwight Howard. So, he's not the player he was in the past. It's obvious to tell. And him getting benched in playoff games, I guess, was a sign. But, man, I did not see that coming at all. So that was a big trade. Another big trade yesterday with the Lakers and the Nets. This all but sets up the Lakers to draft Lonzo Ball, number 2 overall, in tomorrow night's draft. They get rid of D'Angelo Russell, who was their number 2 pick a couple of years ago. And they get rid of Timofey Mozgov, who, you want to talk about bad contracts. My goodness. He signed for what, like 4-64 the first day of free agency last year, and everybody was just like, dude, what in the heck are you guys doing?
NBA has stupid money to throw around.
Absolutely. So they get rid of that contract. They get rid of D'Lo, who we all remember had the Swaggy P phone incident. Remember when he was recording Nick Young talking about cheating on Iggy Azalea in the locker room and tweeted that out? Apparently the strife in the locker room between those two and the whole team hasn't been good since then. So D'Lo's gone. And Timofey Mozgov's gone. They get in Brook Lopez, who is a much better player, much better center, but he's only got 1 year left on his contract.
The better of the two Lopez twins.
Much better of the two Lopez twins. And they get a draft pick, the 27th pick in the draft. So my expectations is the Lakers are going to try to shop. They've got two, of course, pick number 2, and they've got 27 and 28. I don't think they want to get rid of number 2, but my expectations are they're going to try to do 27, 28, and either Julius Randle or a Jordan Clarkson, or maybe a future pick to try to package something to go get Paul George, just in case, you know, somebody else tries to trade for him. Get Paul George a year out in advance, get him, start building around him in L.A. and work from there with the number 2 overall pick. So We will see what happens. That is a long-term salary dump for the Lakers, a great move on their part, and for D'Angelo Russell, a chance to get a fresh start. I mean, the Nets are the worst team in the league. They've got absolutely nothing. They'll take whatever at this point to get a former number two overall pick. I think that that'll work out well for them.
I have to ask you this because I'm starting to see names pop up in terms of the best can't-miss player in this draft. And in the current NBA and with the current NBA draft, that is a topic of conversation that's up for debate because there are so many question marks with a lot of these guys because they are all one-and-done college players, at least the guys being considered for the top of the draft. Josh Jackson seems to be the name I see as much as all others. For you as a Kansas basketball fan, as somebody who watched him play plenty last year, do you think that he is the biggest, no question he's going to be a superstar at the next level player?
Absolutely not, but I think Josh Jackson has the biggest boom potential of anybody in this draft. Like, if Josh Jackson is as good as a lot of people project him to be, if he reaches his ceiling, his potential, he is going to be the best player in this draft class. There is no doubt about it. But I think Josh Jackson has a good chance to be a bust as well. Not a good chance,
because
but
he's a head
case. A little bit of a head case, more because he's got a weird twitch in his shot. And he's not a great shooter. He's not a great long-distance shooter, which is what the league has become now.
That is such a common theme amongst these younger guys, though.
Well, they need more
Lonzo
time in college,
Ball,
perhaps.
Fox, they all have this little hitch in their outside shot, and that's the big question mark, is whether they can develop that. And that used to be what the college game was for.
No doubt.
Was to help work that out.
Oh, yeah, they only have to stay 3 months now at college. So, look, Josh Jackson has all the athletic ability in the world. He can play defense very well when he wants to, which is something you don't always see from potential superstar players. He can drive to the cup at will. He's got a great basketball IQ. He does a lot of things really, really well. And boy, the second half of the season last year at Kansas, I mean, it's college versus the NBA, of course, but my goodness, if he can progress like he did in this 1 year at Kansas, this dude is going to be a perennial all-star in this league for years to come. But once again, there is a chance. There's dudes out of Kansas, Ben McLemore to name one, guys who were top five, top 10 picks, lottery picks, Thomas Robinson as well, all the potential in the world, were great in their 1 years at Kansas, and it just didn't happen in the NBA. So I do think Jackson has a chance to bust, but I'm with you. I think if he does pan out, he will be the biggest can't-miss draft prospect from this class.
So who else is on that list for you?
Man, I'm bought into Lonzo Ball. I mean, I know we're picking top three guys in the draft, thanks Captain Obvious, but I think Lonzo Ball is going to be a star in this league for years to come. I will eat my crow if I'm wrong. I don't have a little deal going with LeVar Ball. Reese's going to send me some big baller brand shirts or something if I talk good about his son. But I think he's a can't-miss player. A couple other guys as I'm scrolling down the list that I think could be pretty good.
I have zero faith in Fultz. You can't be a point guard on a team that does that bad and receive any sort of confidence, especially as a number one overall pick.
It's interesting because that Sixers backcourt has two of those guys now. I think their plan is for Ben Simmons to be the primary ball handler, despite the fact that he's 6'7", 6'8".
What?
Yeah. And Fultz can play a little bit off the ball. I think that's a part of their plan. But both of those guys, you said it. Markel Fultz, Washington had 9 wins last year, and LSU missed the tournament with Ben Simmons 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So you're not quite sure if the leadership aspects or traits are there for those teams, but the excitement of, you know, if Simmons can be what he's expected to be, and Fultz can be what he's expected to be, and Embiid can stay healthy, which is the biggest if of them all, I think, because we know what he's capable of when he can play. He was a stud last year. Dude almost won Rookie of the Year, missing 40 games. And Dario Saric, who was right there for Rookie of the Year, he might win it next week at these NBA awards. So that's a great potential core to build around for sure. Some other guys. Man, I'm excited to watch Dennis Smith Jr. and Zach Collins. A lot of people have Dennis Smith going to the Mavs at pick number 9. The dude needs to work on his shot once again, but he can get to the cup at will. I think he's a guy from year one who's going to find ways to score in this league. A little bit undersized of a point guard, which some people don't like. I think he's good. And Zach Collins, the kid out of Gonzaga who was behind that big Serbian, Polish, Karnowski dude, but he showed out in the NCAA tournament. Really thin project for sure, but he's got some phenomenal fundamentals, a great down-low game already. If he can develop into his body a little bit, I think he can be a really solid player in this league, and a white boy too, which is always a bold pick to make.
All right, before you start slitting your wrist because we're talking too much NBA, don't worry.
Come on.
We got plenty of other things to talk about today. Up next, we do have Tinder Time. Also, we will let you know which movie we are reviewing tomorrow. It's a good one. We also have a guest associated with that we're going to let you know about. We do have our tweets of the week at 11:45 coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. It is Wednesday, of course. That means Justin Wells from Inside Texas will hop on to talk some Longhorn football. We do have Shooting the Bull at 12:30. And Athlon has released their college football All-American list. We'll go over that in the final segment. Of course, we welcome your texts as well on the Specs text line, 337-3776. You can reach us on Twitter. He is at Brad Kellner. I am at Courtesy Wave. Zach behind the glass is at Soccer is a Sport,
no,
even though soccer is not a sport. Keep it tuned right here on Midday with Trey and BK on the Horn.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
Back on Midday with Trey and BK, and this is Right Said Fred. Too sexy
it.
For
right
a one-hit
said
wonder.
Fred.
Wednesday, we do have our first contribution to the Video Blitz. Send us the hashtag Video Blitz on Twitter, and we'll be happy to play whatever one-hit wonder song you would like to recommend. And Ike has suggested Snow's Informer. And Video Blitz is not just reserved for the one-hit wonder Wednesday thing. It's something where we want to see your videos, quick videos, hopefully. Perhaps it's something funny that happened with your kid or with your dog or something else along the way of life, or perhaps it's something cool that you've seen that you've taken a video of that you want to share with us. We'd like to receive those at the end of the week. Once we really get this thing going, we'll post a compilation to our website, as well as give out prizes to those who send in the best Video Blitz offerings of the week.
No doubt. I want to give a couple more sleepers for this NBA draft. When I went sleepers, I was talking about lottery picks. Real quick.
Hold on.
Come on, man. The draft is tomorrow. It's like the last relevant sporting event, and it's not even that relevant forever.
We just talked like 10 minutes of draft, really. Okay, go.
All right. I trust Larry Brown a lot. I trust Larry Brown.
Larry Brown Sports?
Well, that too. But Larry Brown, the head coach of SMU, who is not the head coach anymore. But Larry Brown, SMU has three players in this draft. SMU was a 6 seed in the tournament. They lost to USC in an 11-6 upset. They got three players, Semi Ojeleye, Ben Moore, and Sterling Brown. One of those guys is going to be good. One of those guys is going to be something in the NBA.
Okay.
They're all, one of them might be like, Moore might not even be drafted. Brown and Ojeleye are late first, early second picks. Also, Tyler Dorsey of Oregon and Josh Hart of Villanova. Dudes to look out for. Second round, if you're into that kind of stuff, if you haven't turned it off by then.
My man BK here, he knows college basketball and the NBA, so even though he is taking a cue from Larry Brown for at least part of that list there, listen to him on these things.
No,
if you
don't. It's such a crapshoot. I appreciate you being nice to me, Trey, but you don't have to. Don't put any money on this kind of stuff.
Even though you're like a young Kevin in a lot of ways, you are like a young me in terms of the passion that you have for the game of basketball. I used to be the basketball guy over at the other station. I read and watched entirely too much NBA stuff, especially, but as soon as that 2006 finals hit, where the Mavs were jobbed by the league and Dwayne Wade and the Heat getting to win their first NBA championship, that was it for me. So I'm glad I can lean on you now to help out with those sorts of things.
Yeah, we got to talk to Tim Donaghy. We got to get him on the show at some point.
I've got him on my list.
Nice. Then again, I'm gonna have a tough time not like jumping through the cell phone and killing him, or whatever that old movie is where the guy's like shooting bullets through the phone and they're coming out the other side.
Why?
I can make that happen because I hate that guy.
Why do you hate him?
I hate all the refs who were reffing back then.
A lot of them still are reffing.
I know, and he's the guy who spilled the beans.
And he shed light on it, absolutely.
Right, yeah.
That included a Mavs series where Dallas benefited.
I know, that's true. Whatever.
All right, don't even know if I can say this name on the air, but pooped 11 times in one day, text in on the Specs text line. Does Brad plan on proposing to the Fleshlight?
Oh, it's going to happen for sure.
We have to make that an on-air thing.
Should make it a video.
So, yeah.
I wonder what the Fleshlight's reaction is going to be.
Yeah, I don't know
if I can put a ring on that thing.
Somebody reaffirms what you were saying, that Skip to My Lou was on that Magic team. Yes, he was. Dwight Howard should have been treated like Brock Osweiler. Atlanta should have had to give up a draft pick as well just to get rid of him.
They did.
Man, they did.
They did. They gave up a better draft pick. It was pretty similar to the Brock Osweiler trade, which, look, Dwight Howard has declined in his play over the last few years, and they both have very similar mental abilities, if you will, in terms of staying composed on the field of play. But no, Dwight Howard actually did something in his career. Brock Osweiler, not so much. But those trades, relatively similar.
NB likes our idea for the Video Blitz. He says he just sent one in. It's his 4-year-old in catcher's gear. We'll make sure to take a look at that one in the next commercial break. And Left Testy, before we get to Tinder Time, says, Brad, how can you trust Larry Brown? The guy switches jobs like Larry King switches wives, and that's saying a lot.
I'm a polygamist. I support it, so that's fine. I support the job switching. Anyone Kansas a national championship, that's part of it. Let's be honest.
All right, let's hit Tinder time. At about 11:30 every day, we do the radio version of the popular app Tinder, which requires its user to take a look at a picture of the opposite sex. If you're interested in finding out more about that person, possibly getting in touch with them, you swipe right. If you want nothing to do with that person after seeing the picture, you swipe left. The radio version of that, obviously, because you can't see what we're doing yet. Stay tuned, because that could be changing soon. We have our great producer, Zach, read sports headlines. If Brad and I want to talk about it, want to find out more about the story, we swipe right. If we want nothing to do with it, which tends to be the case with soccer stories, we do swipe left. What's up first today, Zach?
All right, guys. Up first, Phil Mickelson and his caddy have agreed to mutually part ways after 25 years of working together.
Yeah, I'll swipe right. Bones?
Swipe right.
Bones and Phil had a pretty long-term relationship. It's
amazing when you think about it. I mean, the player-caddy relationship, I don't think really lasts a long time, and they had one that lasted 25 years. Bones says, after an amazing 25-year run, Phil and I have mutually decided to go our separate ways. So it doesn't seem like there's any drama or anything involved with this. It's just a mutual decision.
Interesting.
How many tourneys is Phil playing these days? Has he scaled back how much he is going out on the course?
He still plays a lot. I mean, of course, he missed the U.S. Open this past weekend.
For his daughter's graduation.
Right, absolutely. But no, he's still a pretty regular guy on the PGA Tour, and I expect that to continue for at least a couple more years. I mean, he's got to get that U.S. Open at some point. Got to get the career Grand Slam and win our national championship. What does he have, 5 runner-up finishes?
Yeah.
The dude is overdue, but... You said it right there, Zach. I mean, you usually don't see, think about all the guys Tiger Woods has gone through and a lot of these other golfers, whether it's caddies or swing coaches or something like that, usually don't last a quarter century. So it's a little bit of a shame. I mean, the sport of golf is just, we're losing Tiger, we're losing the Phil and Bones relationship. It's a new era, I guess. We're looking for something to get us going.
25 years is a long time to coexist with anybody. How long do you guys figure you'll have with me, working with me, before you feel that burnout?
Well, we keep getting called into meetings, so if we make it to 25 episodes, what are we, 17 right now? If we make it to 25 episodes, I'd be pretty excited.
Zach?
I think that's a good reference point. I think if we can make it maybe 25 months, do you think we can do that?
No chance.
Oh, 2 years?
No chance, man.
You poor bastards. I feel so bad for my wife.
We'll have ticked everybody off by then, everybody in the entire city, if we haven't already by now.
Hopefully they'll get used to us.
Yeah, we'll see.
What's second story today on Tinder Time, Zach?
All right, veering away from sports just a little bit. I'm just going to read you the headline. I'm actually going to play Tinder Time the way it's supposed to be played, okay? He underwent surgery to remove his right testicle.
Oof,
when
God.
He woke up, his left one was gone.
Yeah, swipe right.
Yeah,
I enjoy making fun of people's other people's problems. I get a kick out of that. I don't have a soul.
Swipe right.
All right, so in 2013, Stephen Haynes visited his urologist because he had persistent
Vast
pain
madness.
In his right testicle.
Was it those guys?
No, it was not.
All right, good.
It wasn't Dr. Dick Chop, was it?
Does not say.
Was it Urikaki? Any other guys we need to hit here?
Let's
Brody Lane.
Let's stop being 8-year-olds.
William
Zach
Cannon. Yeah,
story.
Sorry. Yeah.
All right. So he went in. They decided the best course of action would be to remove the testicle to help alleviate his pain. The good news: the operation was successful. The bad news: the wrong one was missing. Now, like I said, this story happened back in 2013. So the new information on it is that 4 years later, a Pennsylvania jury has finally reached a decision in regards to how much money Mr. Haynes is going to make for the wrong testicle removal.
So did he end up going back in and getting the right testicle removed?
You know, the story doesn't say that. I mean, I'm sure he had to. I mean, that's one of those things where if you're feeling pain down there, you can't do much of anything else. Wow.
And if he did get the other testicle removed, did he get a prosthetic testicle put in the place of the other testicle that was
those?
Mistakenly
they got prosthetics?
Removed? They do, yeah.
Wow.
Just think about the fleshlight, but firm that material up just a little bit and create an oval.
What, the like quick shot olive. Vantage? So yeah. It looked like one of these.
Like one of these figs that Brocky brought in.
Oh, yeah, the scrotum fig.
Yeah.
Long story short, guys, he received $870,000 for this mistake. That includes $250,000 in punitive damages.
Wow.
$870,000, okay.
Would you lose one of your testes for that amount of money?
I'm going to try not to curse on the air right now. F yes.
You would?
Yes.
I guess you only need one, right?
Now the question is, though, would you remove two?
I don't even need one.
Yeah, you're done, I guess. You're about to get vast madness anyways.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'd take that money, too, especially if I got to keep the other one. This poor guy, you know, he's out both of them, but
yeah.
I'd take the money.
I'd take $870,000 to have both removed and have prosthetics put in.
Think of the fleshlight, Zach. You fell in love last night, man. Come on, you're onto something. Don't give it up for $870,000. Yeah, that sounds like some good money. I'm probably down for that, too. That's a little low. I figured it'd be a little bit more. I figured you could play that like emotional damage is more than $1 million, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
emotional
especially
trauma
since...
you get waking up and realizing you're about to have zero testicles.
The damages part of that was only $250,000.
Couldn't come up with a word
for it. So you got to think that the other
medical
part...
Medical expenses?
Yeah, the medical expenses were the majority of that payout.
Interesting.
Nice.
All right, what else you got, Zach?
All right, guys, I know Trey's already tired of talking about the NBA draft, but...
That's fine.
Yes.
ESPN has released their list of the top, I think it's 50, I have the top five here in front of me, best picks from every draft slot. So who was the best number one pick? Who was the best number two?
Oh, I like this. I like the historic topics as far as the NBA draft goes. It's just the current... My problem is Kevin Dunn's problem and Chad's problem with this. Is that these are guys that we barely know and we're supposed to be excited about them going places in a league that already has a major image problem with this sort of thing. Continue.
Okay, so do you guys want to hear the top
Swipe
maybe
right.
five or ten?
Yeah,
Swipe
for
right.
sure. Give
All
it
right.
to us.
So the best number one pick, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay, there's been plenty of great number one picks, but Kareem, the NBA's all-time leading scorer, it's hard to argue that. I buy
sure.
it.
All right, pick number two,
Michael Jordan.
Bill Russell.
Jordan was three.
Oh, is that right?
So you know Jordan's going to be number three. Bill Russell, all right, what, 11 rings? I can't argue with that. That dude was a legend for the Celtics for a number of years. Cool with that?
Bill Russell was highlighted in the book from yesterday, The Captain Class, by Sam Walker as well.
There
Great stories about why Bill Russell was so instrumental in those Celtic teams' run.
Yep, and you guys called it with pick number three, Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. No question there. He'd be number one on any of the picks list.
Who were the top two picks in that draft? Was it Elijah One and Samson? Is that how it went?
Wasn't Sam Bowie in that draft?
Sam Bowie, that's what it was.
Yeah, Sam Bowie was in that draft too. So that's all right, what else we got?
We got Chris Paul coming in at the number one pick for the number four position.
Got it.
Interesting.
Who are the other
Yeah, does it give you like alternates?
Doesn't give me alternates.
Okay.
I disagree with that one.
Number four must not be a phenomenal draft pick of all time.
Got to be better than Chris Paul.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Paul's a Hall of Famer. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, no question.
Yeah, he's one of those guys who will go into the Hall of Fame never having won it all or getting even close to winning it all.
Wait till LeBron goes to the Clips, baby. Come on, man. All right, what else?
And rounding out the top five, Kevin Garnett.
Okay, the big ticket. Yeah, that's cool. All right,
he's a freak.
Do you have any more stories or should we keep going on this?
You can keep going on it. I got one more. It's
all
not
right,
a soccer-related one for the last one.
Let's go one more. What's the final headline here?
This one came out a couple weeks ago, and it just freaked me out. So the headline is, an artificial intelligence developed its own non-human language.
I saw this.
What?
Yes, swipe right for me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm swiping left, but since one person swipes right, I don't like this.
You don't have to talk about this.
I don't like this stuff.
It freaked me out. So Facebook designed chatbots to negotiate with one another. And they were surprised because about halfway into their test, they started developing non-human words, non-human language.
Oof.
And it actually helped them become better negotiators. The machines are uprising, man. This is the end of the world.
That's not good. I don't like that. I don't want to lose to the machines, man. We can't have that happen.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when we lose to the machines, assuming that war happens. Mm. And it's going to happen, and all we're doing is empowering them right now.
Oh, yeah, all the videos where it's like robots that people laugh at where the robot
it's so
falls
funny.
Down.
That's not funny.
They're about to, don't say that's going to happen.
It's going to happen,
Not in our lifetime, though, right?
Terminator is going to happen. Maybe not in our lifetime. It's going to happen at some point.
Brad, you remember Y2K?
Yeah, absolutely. When everybody thought the all the electronics were going to just destroy us once it hit 2000.
Yeah, I was hoping Trey would have some good Y2K stories because I think we were both like, what, 5 or 6 when that happened?
Yeah, were you freaking out during Y2K? Was it an actual thing where people were concerned that just the computers were about to kill us?
some people were concerned. It ended up being one of the most overhyped. It was as overhyped as McGregor and Mayweather will end up being.
Interesting.
But for the computer world and just for the sake of humanity. Now, having said all that I have about the eventual war that we will be waging with the machines, I would still like the computers to call balls and strikes if that's possible.
Oh, no. Then we're going to have umpires starting to kill the players on the field and stuff like that. We can't have that.
Umpires can barely get safer outright on the base paths. Yeah. There's no way they're getting this game of inches that is calling balls and strikes at home plate correct, and they're not consistent about it either. So anybody who wants to come with me with this argument that, well, as long as they're consistently calling things off the plate or calling it tight, then great, nobody does that. I'm sorry. And when it happens, it's like once every 3 or 4 months, the guy gets lauded for it. That's how rare it is.
You want to talk
about... Let the computers call balls and strikes!
Talk about empowering technology. Come on, man.
Sick
the
of
robots
this.
Are coming.
I see balls right down the middle of the plate that end up calling balls. Well, the catcher didn't frame it well enough. Yeah, that matters to a degree, but at what point should a catcher not have to worry about framing it before what the rule of the game is should be called as such?
I don't know how to follow that up. You want to take the last hour and 20 minutes to yourself on that topic? My goodness, man, you all right?
Can I see that fleshlight?
You're heated.
You take that fleshlight into the bathroom for a few minutes to calm down.
You absolutely can. Goodness gracious. All right, we're going to try to come back from that. I disagree, so we can get into that argument at some point in another show. But by the way, looking at these number 4 overall draft picks in the NBA, not a whole lot of superstars here, man. You've got Lamar Odom. You've got Chris Bosh, Dikembe Mutombo.
I take Mutombo over
Byron
Chris Paul.
Scott. No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Well, I don't know what to tell you then. And also Russell Westbrook, who maybe at some point will overtake Chris Paul on this list.
Can we get an android to replace Chris Paul? They would do just as well in the postseason.
An android.
Yeah.
Nice voice.
Let the computer replace Chris Paul,
nice
too.
Nice voice crack there. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll have some fun. We'll hit our Tweet of the Week segment. Reminder, Justin Wells will join us at 12 o'clock to talk some Texas football. And we'll get into some more college football throughout the show as well. You're listening to Midday with Trey and BK right here on the Horn.
Oh man, I really want to get into this conversation.
What's
now
that?
But we're gonna hold off on it
on robot umps.
The
automated strike zones.
I have a hashtag that it's a long hashtag. I understand that, but there's a reason why I make it a long hashtag. Hashtag let the computers call balls and strikes.
That's 140 characters right there, play.
Because these Yahoos, even at the major league level, can't get it right consistently. I'm sorry, they just can't. We've given them enough of a chance over time. They can't do that job correctly.
Nope.
Let the technology that exists take care of it. That way you can take the human element part of the equation away. Because it's so erroneous.
I just like baseball, man. Like, I'm so old school.
I like baseball too. That's why I want to see it played by the rules.
Well, it's been played this way forever. It's the way it's been.
They used to play the game without black people in the game. Do you want it to go back to that?
No. I mean, the dead ball era was kind of cool. Nobody ever talks about the dead ball era. It's all this chutzpah about the live ball era. Come on, man. We got technology to do all kinds of stuff. I mean, we need to use it, all right? We're saving this debate.
We are saving this debate.
This could be a two-hour show at this point.
Hey, by the way, we do have some people offering up their video blitz suggestions, or not suggestions, but the little videos that you take on your phone. We want to see those here at this radio station, so tweet them out with the Video Blitz hashtag. It's hashtag Video Blitz. And we've already seen a couple. We just played Snow Informer right there for One Hit Wonder Wednesday.
What song was that? I'm not familiar with that one.
Informer. It was a white, I guess you can call him a rapper from, I think it was like the mid-90s maybe. It was a very catchy song. I mean, he came out after Vanilla Ice did, so he was kind of capitalizing on that market. And just a very catchy tune that Snow, I don't believe he had any other big hits after that.
Yeah.
Which qualifies him as a one-hit wonder for One Hit Wonder Wednesday. So do Video Blitz, either a portion of a video from a one-hit wonder or you singing part of that song that made that band a one-hit wonder, and hashtag Video Blitz, and we're happy to take those suggestions and play those throughout today, and then also every other Wednesday going forward. If you just have something random that you've taken a video of that you think we would enjoy, go ahead and send that in as well with the Video Blitz hashtag. And at the end of the week, once we really get this thing going, there will be prizes giving out. In the meantime, we do just want to receive your participation. We'll be happy to give you love on the air for it as well.
No doubt about it. And a reminder, tomorrow we will be reviewing the movie Hoosier. So check that one out. I have still yet to see it. I'm going to watch it tonight. Of course, Trey will rewatch it, and we will be talking to the writer of the movie,
Angelo Pizzo, who not only wrote Hoosiers, is an Indiana native, but he also wrote and directed Mile American, which is a film obviously people around here love. It's maybe the greatest film centered around the University of Texas ever made. So we'll talk a little bit with him about that as well, but the primary focus is the movie Hoosiers, and so Angelo Pizzo will join us tomorrow at noon to talk about that. And for anybody interested in a link to watch the movie online. I don't think it's on Netflix right now. BK has done a pretty good job of finding a link that we can send you so that you can participate. I know a lot of you have already seen the movie. It's been a long time for me, so I'm going to go back and watch it tonight to pick up on some little things that maybe I've either forgotten about or didn't see the most recent time that I watched the film. So BK will be able to send you a link if you'd like to text into the Specs text line 337-3776 and ask for that.
No doubt about it. And real quick, one text before we hit tweets of the week. Somebody asked, and I don't know if we're going to talk any more NBA draft for the rest of the show, which a lot of you guys are excited about that. But for the one Longhorn in the NBA draft, somebody said, where will Jared Allen get drafted tomorrow? What I'm thinking, and what sort of I've been seeing through a lot of mock drafts and research, I'm seeing either 13 to the Nuggies, to the Denver Nuggets, which, by the way, next year, this is what the Cleveland fans do when the Nuggets play the Cavs. We should do this when the Nuggets play the Mavs or the Nuggets play the Spurs at some point. You've got to eat as many McDonald's chicken nuggets as points the Nuggets score. You got to keep going.
That's a challenge that you can partake in, my friend.
Come on, man. 100 nuggies?
I was thinking about, like, for every point they score, you smoke it.
No way.
Never mind.
McDankies, McNuggies, baby. But either the Nuggets at 13 or the Bucks at pick 17. So we will see where Jared Allen goes. But most of the research and most of the mock drafts I've done, of course, it's all a guessing game. Those are the two spots I am seeing him at. All right, Trey, tweets of the week. You got anything for me, my man?
Let's get some tweets of the week for sure. This one is courtesy of Barstool Sooners. That's at OU Barstool. Once again, Oklahomans show their true spirit. These men should not be fired. They ought to be honored. And it's showing a screenshot from ESPN where two high school coaches in Oklahoma were fired after using the school bus to go on a beer run. And so my issue with this is that these guys were essentially fired to go on a run to get water.
Right.
Because it's in the state of Oklahoma, and we know what Oklahoma beer actually is.
Like 2.8% or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why Baker Mayfield was off his rocker drinking in Arkansas. Because he was used to what he's consuming in Oklahoma. And
why is that a thing? Why is, like, the beer percentage different in certain states?
I have a feeling it has to do with this fake sense of morality that the hardcore, I'm not even going to call it the hardcore right, the hardcore Christian faction of lawmakers that exists in the South especially puts on the books, and then it becomes a very difficult thing to get off of the books. Like, apparently in Oklahoma, Coors products cannot be sold cold in stores. Like, you can't have them in the cooler.
So the mountains are never blue when you buy the Coors Light.
The mountains are never blue. But here in Texas, you can't buy liquor on Sundays, and you have to wait until, I think it's noon, to buy beer or wine on Sundays.
Interesting. And you can't buy it after 9 o'clock p.m.?
Like, you have to wait until church service is over with to go buy your alcohol to get drunk for the day. I'm pretty sure that if you want to get drunk on Sunday, you will find a way to get drunk, even if you don't have access to that alcohol until noon.
That's a good point. That was a great point. That's man, that's a tough story. That's a tough way to get fired right there, but I like that. I like that. All right, for me, this is a SportsCenter tweet. This was a quote from Aaron Fox, who is the father of likely top 5 pick, at least top 10 pick tomorrow, De'Aaron Fox, who played a freshman year at Kentucky.
Wait, is that a thing now where you take the dad's name and rather than put a junior on it, you put a D in front of the name?
If that's the case, I'm surprised there's no De LeVar Ball or something like that.
Yeah, can I go back and rename my son
Elling?
Calvin? Yeah, Detray.
Detray Elling. So Aaron Fox had this quote to say, and of course, you know, him and Lonzo Ball are being compared. Everybody knows Fultz is going to be the number one point guard. Most people assume Lonzo Ball will be the number two pick and the number two point guard off the board. De'Aaron Fox is number three. Well, Aaron Fox said, quote, My son already ate his ass up twice. LeVar can say what he wants to say. I just tell him to go back and watch the film. Don't put the whistle on me. It's Aaron Fox. My son already ate his ass up twice.
Phrasing? Phrasing? There's a phrasing drop that we have in the system, too.
Yeah, like...
Phrasing?
He ate his ass? Twice?
Stop saying that, please.
I watched both the Kentucky and UCLA games this year, and I didn't see that happen on the floor. That would have been the most exciting part of the game if that happened. Could you imagine?
Fleshlight should really capitalize on this. They should come out with a Lonzo Ball Fleshlight or De'Aaron Fox Fleshlight, however you want to phrase it.
He ate his
All right.
He ate it up.
You're close to a red card at this point, my friend.
All right. You got any other tweets for us?
I do have one more. This is from PBS NewsHour. A new study says that a compound found in broccoli could help treat diabetes. And I wanted to bring this to light because, as both you guys know, I really keep tabs on my own health. I try to eat fairly healthy, and I like to shed light on new research that is good advice for anybody, really, who is looking to change their lifestyle and do something in a slightly different way. I'm reading, hearing, seeing a lot more from nutrition scientists about a compound called sulforaphane that is found in broccoli sprouts. It's found in a lot of cruciferous vegetables.
I don't have to worry about that.
And so I wanted you guys to know that this exists, and this is something that there are a lot of really good things being said about right now.
Yeah, no, I don't care. I don't have to worry about any of that stuff. By the way, the Fleshlight tweet that we had with the picture of us and the Fleshlight shirts holding up the models that they gave us,
yeah,
that blew up a little bit, man.
It did.
That was awesome. All right, real quick, Dwayne Wade tweeted out yesterday he picked up his player option for $23.8 million to stay with the Chicago Bulls.
Idiot Bulls.
He tweeted out 18.3 points a game in 29 minutes on 43% shooting at 35 years old. If I'm 25 with the same numbers, I'm getting $150 million. Hashtag fading, hashtag petty.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of Bulls fans, even though speaking of Dwight Howard in Atlanta, he is a hometown kid, and so a lot of people had that pride when he came back. Like, it's cool that Dwayne Wade is coming back to possibly finish his career where he really got things started. Even still, a lot of Bulls fans are experiencing buyer's remorse on that one, considering how much he is costing them.
Are we supposed to feel bad that he's making $24 million to do something 29 minutes a night, 82 days out of the year? We're supposed to feel bad for him?
Ridiculous.
You know how I feel about Dwayne Wade. I hate that guy. All right, we're taking a break. Those are our tweets of the week. Keep the hashtag video blitzes coming, by the way. We're already getting a lot of stuff on that, so keep that cup coming. Keep that cup up and coming combined. That could have been bad. That could have been another word.
It's like when I tried to say sit the other day and I added an H in there.
Yeah, that could have been interesting. But coming up next, we've got our man Justin Wells from Inside Texas and InsideTexas.com joining the show. We'll get you a recruiting update. We'll talk about the pool party that happened last week and the latest on Brandon Hodges. You're listening to Midday with Trey and BK on the Horn.